for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for more to be done to win the battle against poverty. Xi Jinping's made the comments ahead of National Poverty Relief Day, which falls on October the 17th. In calling for more to be done, the Chinese president said significant progress has been made since the CPC Central Committee made a solemn pledge to lift all rural people out of poverty by 2020. A meeting's been held in Beijing to honor outstanding people who've made contributions to poverty relief in China. Premier Li Keqiang has also released a statement suggesting the Chinese government's battle against poverty has entered its final stage. China will continue to carry forward its reforms at public hospitals to optimize medical care resources. A statement from a state council executive meeting chaired by Premier Li Keqiang says the reforms on medical care pricing at public hospitals will continue. The aim is to make the knowledge, expertise, and efforts of medical workers better reflected in terms of value. China started the latest round of healthcare reform in 2009, with the core objective being to offer healthcare services to all people as a public good. The meeting on Monday decided to speed up efforts to establish medical treatment partnerships, which promotes effective cooperation and coordination between different types of medical institutions, including major hospitals and grassroots clinics. New official stats show that China's foreign exchange reserves rose for the eighth month in a row in September as pressure from capital outflow eased. Data from the central bank shows Chinese forex reserves now stand at over $3.1 trillion as of the end of September. That's up nearly $17 billion through September. It also follows a rise of nearly $11 billion in August. China's forex reserves have been on the rise through this year after dipping below the $3 trillion threshold back in January. 10 people have died in Northern California after what officials are describing as an unprecedented wildfire that's already destroyed 1,500 buildings and devastated large swaths of wine country. Amy Head, spokesperson for the state agency responsible for fire protection, confirmed the number of fatalities late on Monday. California Governor Jerry Brown's declared a state of emergency in Napa, Sonoma, and Yuba counties where the wildfires are not yet contained and are threatening thousands of homes. Around 20,000 people have been evacuated from several communities, and officials say high winds are hampering firefighting efforts in the region. Scott Pruitt, head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, has said he will on Tuesday formally announce a repeal of the Clean Power Plan, a signature effort by former U.S. President Barack Obama to curb greenhouse gas emissions. A copy of the leaked proposal obtained by U.S. media showed that Pruitt will scrap the plan, citing reasons that it exceeds the EPA's statutory authority. The Obama administration issued the plan in October 2015, requiring coal-fired power plants to reduce carbon dioxide emissions by 32% from 2005 levels by 2030. However, the U.S. Supreme Court voted 5-4 later to put it on hold. The World Health Organization says one of its largest ever cholera vaccination campaigns is soon to be launched in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, to deliver 900,000 doses to more than 650,000 people in settlements and camps. Due to strained access to safe water, sanitation, and hygiene where these people live, the WHO and UNICEF have outlined a risk assessment on the potential for a cholera outbreak. Starting from Tuesday, more than 200 mobile vaccination teams will fan out across 12 camps and settlements to deliver 650,000 thumb-sized vials of the vaccine. A second round later in the month will target 250,000 children between 1 and 5 years old, for whom the second dose provides added protection. An American professor has been awarded this year's Nobel Prize in Economics. Richard Thaler has been awarded that prize for his analysis of how human behavior can affect economic decisions. In announcing Thaler as the winner, the Swedish Academy says Thaler's findings and theoretical insights have been instrumental in creating the new and rapidly expanding field of behavioral economics. Customs officials in Guangdong Province seized more than 1,600 tons of smuggled frozen food, valued at 60 million yuan, or roughly $9 million, during the National Day holiday. Two ships carrying a total of 60 containers of frozen food were seized in Zhuhai City. Local customs found the meat products were smuggled from the U.S., Brazil, Poland, Spain, and Australia. The containers had no freezers, and some of the food had already gone bad. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.